Chapter 27. The stone trembles. Dust streams from the cavern ceiling, and scree streams from the smooth boreholes that populate Nima's temple. Nora looks to Jazz, worried. Do I want to know? It's Bones that answers. The droid tilts his skullish head toward the ceiling, and he hums.
I am intimately familiar with the sound of violence. And that is the sound of violence.
Roar, Jazz says. Now we're really in the thick of it.
Could it be that the New Republic has finally brought its fleet here? Nora isn't sure what to think about that. She wondered if it was going to be like Kashyyyk, an Empire-controlled planet left to suffer due to the hesitant whims of a nervous voting body.
It'll complicate things, she says.
Jazz shrugs.
At this point, I'm not sure it can get any more complicated, Nora.
With that said, the two of them finish putting on their Imperial officer uniforms. Nora in non-com black, Jazz in the standard gray. Nora's outfit indicates her role as a prison administrator, whereas the bounty hunter's bars serve to show her ranking as an army staff sergeant.
Do I get a uniform?
I don't think they have anything in your size, Nora answers.
Maybe if we collapse you down, you can be a mouse droid.
Nora laughs. It feels good to laugh, even if it's short-lived. Even that small moment of mirth makes her feel better. Like they can do anything. A little part of her thinks that they can pull this off. Yes, it's dangerous, and completely foolish. Probably a suicide mission. And yet, what choice do they have? She still wants Sloane. But Brenton is now the priority. It's no longer a mission of vengeance, but rather one of rescue. Nima, to their great surprise, has chosen to help them. Though, really, her aid is not driven by kindness, but rather revenge. Turns out the Hutt Overlord cares little for being perforated by blaster fire. She's furnished them with an old-make Imperial shuttle, a couple of dusty moth-nibbled uniforms, and hopefully solid, high-ranking codes.
Are we ready?
Jazz asks.
I don't know that there is such a thing as ready.
Hey,
Jazz says, offering a steadying hand. The worry on Nora's face must be broadcasting loud and clear.
We're doing the right thing. We're paying our debts. We're finishing the job. There's no greater honor.
Jazz, I know you've given up a lot to be here. This isn't what you do, and you put your life on hold to do it. I don't think I've ever said thank you. You've taken up a cause that isn't yours, and...
Stop. It is my cause, because I've made it my cause. My aunt was a bounty hunter, and she used to help people. She'd abandon jobs to save some group of farmers or help free a bunch of Wookiees. And when I was young, I heard all those stories and I thought she was naive. I said I'd never be like her. But here I am. And you know what I realized? She had it right. The job isn't anything. The job is just a job. And those debts don't mean as much as these debts. The ones between you and me. The ones between...
She seems almost flustered now, like she's exposing too much of herself and can't find the words.
The ones between regular people and the whole damn galaxy. Crewing with you has changed me, Nora Vexley. And I owe you for that.
She offers a hand. Nora takes it. They pull each other into an embrace. Nora says over the bounty hunter's shoulder,
This sounds suspiciously like one of those talks you give before you die.
I don't know that we're going to die, but we're about to head into the dragon's den, and we're doing it on a world now smashed between two warring forces. I think it's best to assume we may not make it.
Good pep talk.
Could be worse. I could be Sinjir.
Gods, I miss him. And I miss my son.
I miss them too. So let's stop chatting and do the work.
Together they leave this small grotto and head back toward where the shuttle awaits. As they get closer, Jazz spins around suddenly, clamping a hand over Nora's mouth and hissing for her to shush.
What the...
Imari touches a finger to Nora's ear,
a sign to listen.
So she listens.
Voices.
They float through the passageways, and instantly she recognizes one of them. Mercurial Swift. Jazz waves them forward, whispering for Bones to be quiet. The droid's legs bend inward, and he eases forth on the tips of his skeletal toes. Together they gather around the bend, just before the passageway empties out into the smooth, sculpted cavern mouth where the shuttle is parked. And it's there they see Swift. He's not alone. With him are three others. A broad-shouldered Cayuso, a round-bellied human with a filthy head swaddling, and a tall Rodian with antennae so long they almost droop over her bulbous blue-black eyes. They stand before Nima. The shuttle waits just beyond them, which means the path is blocked. Mercurial is saying to Nima,
I know she's here, Hutt. We saw our ship land. Point us to the Zebrek, and we go in peace.
And if not?
The Hutt asks. It's the man in the head swaddle who answers. He points a long-barreled rifle and growls,
Then you go in pieces.
It is unwise to threaten a Hutt.
That's Dengar,
Jazz whispers in a hushed voice. Mercurial leans in, his chin up and out.
And it's unwise to disappoint me. I'm on Black Sun's payroll, slug. I matter. You're just some backwater worm with no power in the galaxy. It looks like somebody already shot you up good. And I'm happy to finish the...
Nima's hand darts out, catching him by the throat. She lifts him up high. His legs dangle as his cheeks bloom red, then purple. Is the sound he makes.
You insignificant speck of insect waste.
Dengar thrusts his rifle up into Nima's face. The barrel presses hard against her nose slits.
Careful, love. I don't much like Swift either, but I'm gonna have to ask you to set him gently down. I'd hate to spray your head slime all over the pretty rock.
Nora's heart sinks. She hoped that Nima would be able to handle this, but the Hutt does as commanded. She drops Mercurial.
I have a plan, Jazz whispers.
I'm all ears.
I'll distract them. You and Bones take the ship and go.
What? You must have given yourself a concussion when you broke those spikes off your head, Jazz. I'm not leaving you behind.
Jazz eases Nora back and gets in close, nose to nose.
Listen, Nora. Those bounty hunters are skilled. If we leave them alive, they'll alert the Empire that we're coming and our cover will be blown.
Bones can handle them.
The Rattletrap B1 nods furiously at that.
You'll need him, Jazz says. We can't risk it. They want me, so they'll get me. I'll catch up later.
Jazz, wait!
But it's too late. She goes back the way she came.
Damn it, Imari!
Next thing she knows, it's happening. Jazz yells from somewhere deeper in the passageways. And with that, the bounty hunters turn toward the noise. And true to the plan, they bolt in her direction. The sound of blaster fire fills the temple, echoing through the chambers.
Nora wants to wait and help. She wants to use Bones and take out the hunters.
But Jazz is right. She can't risk it.
Brenton. Sloan.
The Imperial base. That's the goal. The stakes are huge. And she can't risk them on this. Gritting her teeth, Nora tells Bones to hurry, and together they run for the shuttle.